From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Ceasefire talks for the war in Gaza have concluded in Doha, according to a statement put out by Qatari, Egyptian, and U.S. mediating officials. There's still not a final deal, but instead a proposal that, quote, narrows the gaps between Israel and Hamas. And NPR's Kat Lohnsdorf has more from Tel Aviv.
Mediators have presented a proposal that they say can bridge the gaps between Israel and Hamas and finally allow for a ceasefire deal. They say this proposal is consistent with the plan announced by President Biden back in May. A technical team will work on the final details, including the hostage-prisoner exchange, in the coming week. And then the group says it will meet again in Cairo later next week in the hopes of reaching a final agreement. The statement ends, quote, "The path is now clear to achieve this outcome, to save lives, to bring relief to the people of Gaza, and to calm regional tensions." Kat Lohnsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Vice President Kamala Harris introduced her economic agenda for inflation-wary voters to weigh when they decide between her or former President Donald Trump in November. Today, she was in Raleigh, North Carolina, where she said that while there's still more work to be done, the U.S. economy had come far since President Biden took office in the middle of a pandemic.
We were facing one of the worst economic crises in modern history. And today, by virtually every measure, our economy is the strongest in the world.
But Harris also acknowledged the painful impact of inflation across the U.S., an issue that has stoked heavy public criticism of the Biden administration. The Republican presidential ticket is also returning to battleground states, including multiple visits to Pennsylvania in the coming days. Tomorrow, former President Donald Trump meets with supporters in Wilkes-Barre. His running mate is expected to return to Philadelphia Monday. Same day, the Democrats kick off their national convention in Chicago. Lawyers for TikTok are asking a federal appeals court to overturn a law that could ban the app in the U.S. by January. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the Justice Department says TikTok's Chinese ownership makes the app a security risk.
TikTok says the law that could shut down the app unless it sells to a non-Chinese buyer is, quote, the most sweeping speech restriction in the country's history. Attorneys for TikTok say lawmakers are unfairly singling out the app and that there's no evidence the Chinese government is using it as a cyber weapon. The Justice Department says it has proof TikTok poses a legitimate national security threat, but the details are top secret. More than half of Americans use TikTok, but it could be forced to shutter unless the law President Biden signed in April is halted. TikTok and the Justice Department will argue the case before a federal appeals court in Washington in September. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
U.S. stocks end the day higher with the Dow up 96 points. This is NPR News. A panel of Mexico's Truth Commission has found the government committed grave violations of human rights. We have details from NPR's Ada Peralta.
A panel from the country's Truth Commission has found the state used ruthless force to put down any dissent from 1965 to 1990. The report finds the government was ostensibly fighting communism, but it targeted everyone from Guatemalan refugees to journalists to members of the LGBT community. During those years, Mexico was ruled by the Institutional Revolutionary Party, which was famously described as running the perfect dictatorship. Researchers documented how in the coastal city of Acapulco, the military shot dozens, possibly hundreds of dissidents, and then, using airplanes, dropped their bodies in the Pacific Ocean. The panel doesn't directly blame former presidents, but it concludes it was impossible that the abuses were perpetrated without their knowledge. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
Former great white singer Jack Russell has died, according to a statement on the singer's official Instagram page. An author who collaborated on Russell's memoir says a musician had been diagnosed with dementia and multiple system atrophy. He was 63. Today, fans are remembering Russell and the hits from the 1980s metal band he co-founded. However, some people may also associate the band with the role it played in a 2003 nightclub fire in Rhode Island that killed or injured hundreds of people. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at rwjf.org.
Live local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Anvik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shagluk, KGYA, Great Lake, KNIB, Nikolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than four decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Tok, and KEAALP Eagle.
I never believed in things that I couldn't see. I said, if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic could happen to me. And then I saw myself, what's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt. You can do magic. You can have anything that you desire. Magic. And you know you're the one who can put out the fire. You know darn well when you cast your spell.
It's America by Request from Greg here in McGrath on KSKO. He actually paid me a visit in person to request that. Don't get excited and think the phones are working yet. 12:11 on a Friday afternoon. I'm Paul Walker. That is right. Landlines are still not working. If they were, you would hear a dial tone in the background there. And you don't. So no Name That Tune today either. You can try and call, and the phone will ring on this end, and I can answer it. But you won't hear me, and I won't hear you, and I'll hang up, and there's no dial tone. So If you want to request, there's a couple ways you can do things. Go to the McGrath message board. Post a comment there. Don't have to live in McGrath to use it. You don't need to sign up. Go to the KSKO Facebook page. Comment on a thread. Send us an inbox message with a request. Email us, gm.ksko@gmail.com. Or if you are in McGrath, you can come by the radio station. We'll keep an eye on those avenues of contact since phones aren't working. Cell phones! They're sputtering along. They're not smoothly sailing, but they're going. It's working, but the signal keeps failing. And I've had some call issues, but it's kind of working. 52 degrees in McGrath. Wind southwest at 18, gusting to 39. Winds will eventually start dying down about dinner time today. Highs in the mid to upper 50s today for the upper Kuskokwim. 49 with light rain in Holy Cross. Wind south at 16, gusting to 28. Winds dying down for you folks again by about dinner time today. Along the lower Yukon, cloudy today. Highs in the mid 50s. In Sleet Mute, 52 and light rain. Wind south at 10, gusting to 18. Winds dying down there. In fact, they kind of already have, it looks like. For the lower Kuskokwim, highs in the mid 50s to lower 60s. 57 and light rain in Fort Yukon, cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s today. 66 in Eagle, sunny, mid-70s there today. 64 in Fairbanks, highs in the mid to upper 60s there today for the Fairbanks Metro. Overcast in 65 at Merrill Field in Anchorage right now. Partly sunny this afternoon, highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s. 52 in McGrath, overcast, wind southwest at 18, gusting to 39, highs in the mid to upper 50s today, winds dying down by about dinner time. Sunset today at 10:24, sunrise tomorrow at 6:29. The Doobie Brothers on the way in Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Here's Dire Straits, Southbound Again.
Southbound again. If I'm gonna leave and home, southbound again. I don't know if I'm gonna leave it home. Boys about keep moving. Seem like the boys by rule. So let's sing a little. Single time, roll across the rolling river time. Look at the same old feeling every time I'm moving down the line. Right now I'm sick of living.
Alaska Air Transit is a proud and generous KSKO and Back to Bluegrass supporter. We appreciate their consistency in keeping the interior Alaska connected through public radio. You can visit their website at flyaat.com.
Shaking hands, I went and I lit up my last.
Sisters in South City, Midnight Lady, here on KSKO, 1222-22 right now. Got a question for you this hour, and I like this one. It's like my favorite of this week, I think. What car does a sheep drive? What car does a sheep drive? Think about that for a second. This is one of those smack your foreheads and roll your eyes at Paul when you hear the answer. 38 special coming up in a couple of minutes, and then I've got weather at about 12:30, followed by ELO and Bonnie Raitt. So, what car does a sheep drive? A Lamborghini. Here's Blood, Sweat, Tears. You've made me so very happy.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you
Hello from the BBC World Service. I'm Chris Barrow. In a sea of disinformation, we're a source of news and analysis you can trust. Tune in to the BBC World Service weekdays at 5am and 7pm on KSKO, serving the western interior of Alaska for more than four decades.
Teachers 38 special right here on KSKO as we make our way up to 1231. It's time for weather now, brought to you by Donlin Gold, whose motto is everyone going home safe and healthy every day. 52 in McGrath, winds dying down by about dinner time today along the upper Kuskokwim. Highs in the mid to upper 50s today, lows in the upper 40s tonight. Winds currently southwest at 18, gusting to 39. Rain and fog tomorrow. Rain on Sunday, rain Monday morning. Highs in the mid-60s tomorrow and Sunday. We are looking at 50 for a high on Monday for the upper Cusco. Holy Cross, light rain in 49, south at 16, gusting to 28 for the winds. And that again dying down by about dinner time for the lower Yukon. Cloudy, highs in the mid-50s today, lows in the upper 40s tonight. Rain and fog Saturday and Sunday, highs in the lower to mid-60s, lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night. Upper 50s to lower 60s for highs on Sunday. Cloudy and 50 on Monday for the lower Yukon. Sleet mute, light rain and 52. Clouds and scattered showers for the lower Kuskokwim today. Highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. lows around 50. Rain tomorrow, a break in the evening. More rain on Sunday. Highs in the 60s tomorrow, lows in the 50s tomorrow night. Highs in the upper 50s to mid 60s Sunday. Cloudy, scattered showers in the 50s on Monday for the lower Cusco. Fort Yukon, light rain in 57. Scattered showers this afternoon, cloudy.
You're tuned in to LKA Radio, 107.6 FM and online.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.